Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
Now, I'm not doing anything flashy, Daddy, but I'm getting results.
And Kale Hall.
The biggest and the best looking is right here. It's been your pleasure.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
That opener makes me smile a little bit. Arn Anderson standing there. I think, was he wearing the fedora, Kale, in that?
I think
he was. He's wearing the fedora, and he just looks at it. It's been your pleasure.
It's been your pleasure.
It's been your pleasure. And it is your pleasure and ours to be here this evening. We appreciate the folks that are going to watch the show tonight already, before the show even gets started. Spectral Tiger and Beggin' Megan joining the program early. So thanks to you guys. We got stuff to talk about tonight. We can talk a little bit about the Gamecock basketball team sucking. We can talk about the fact that Clemson played like a punk bitch today, and there is no other, there's no excuse for that today. Absolutely no excuse. Yeah, we can get into all of that. I mean, there's all kind of stuff, and I'm wondering, I didn't ask him about this, but we need a jackpot update on how he's doing with his new life plan. Yeah, I think that's what we'll call it, right? Is your life, you want to call it that, or do you just want to, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever, we can call it whatever the hell you want. We can call it the shut the hell up, Rob. I don't want to talk about it. We can talk about that too. Whatever. I've got something special to play for the Georgia fans that made me laugh. I sent you that. Did you listen to it?
Yes.
That's really interesting, right? So we'll get into that momentarily, but we're going to take phone calls too this evening. Let's thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. By this time tomorrow, you go to the Rob and Kale Facebook page. I will have the link for our bracket challenge. $20 to enter. Just a standard bracket, ladies and gentlemen. Callaway sponsors that. And they're doing a big fundraiser this weekend for a young man that's got some, it's a baby that has issues with his esophagus. And we're trying to pay for this young man's surgery. So you can find that information on that on the Callaway's Facebook page. Just go to find that on the web. But Callaway's is awesome. You can go there and have yourself some great beer and wings and all kind of stuff. And if your ass ain't got no job, they hire in too. So go to Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. People are asking where my tank top is. I didn't put one on tonight. I went and did my my workout. Oh. And yeah, well, it is cold. And then I came home and did my DDP yoga and took a shower and just said, fuck it, I'm going to wear my Braves t-shirt. So there you go with that. Also, DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment, of course. Not the No Spin Zone segment. It's Fireside Chats with Uncle Jackpot as he brings us some knowledge this evening. Jackpot, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. The South Carolina basketball team is making Frank Martin not look like a home run hire. It's been 2,283 days since my team has beaten Clemson on the football field. Remember, it sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. And the home run hire thing, it aches Kale in his soul. It does.
Ruffles my feathers.
And if Kale were sitting across from me, he would slap the shit out of me right about now. And I'd have it coming because I damn sure earned it for being silly.
Definitely do.
Well, let's do this first, Jackpot. You're what, day three into your journey, whatever it is you want to call it. How do you feel, sir?
I feel good. I feel real good. I started eating these little fuelings. I started that Monday, and I don't know, it was about the middle of the day Monday. I don't know if it has anything to do with, giving up the carbohydrates or whatnot, because normally I hadn't ate that much food on a normal day by that point in time on a Monday. Anyway, my fucking knee, my left knee, has been killing me for like the past 3 days. I mean, to the point, yesterday at work, I was putting a TV up high on this top shelf, and I couldn't get it. I had to get a guy that works for me, who's like 70, by the way, to get up on the ladder because I couldn't climb. I couldn't climb up like four rungs on the ladder to put this flat screen TV in the box on the shelf. I mean, it fucking hurt. I don't know what that was from.
Well, I'm not laughing at you needing help. I just think it's funny that you had to get the 70-year-old man to help you out. Shout out to Spectral Tiger with the super chat over there. Let us know if Optivia turns out to be a home run hire.
The nutrition program. You know, yeah. Well, 70-year-old man. Well, you know what? I mean, you never know who your hero is going to be. You know, man, until you're in need. So,
Spectral Tiger. That's absolutely outstanding. I should have. You know, Kale should have read that for the $5.
I really should have.
Damn it. We'll leave it up there for a while so Kale has to look at it a little bit. We don't want to throw him off the wagon, but yeah. I'm just hoping Kale doesn't lose 100 pounds and he's like, you know what? Fuck this show. I'm going to go out and climb mountains, motherfucker. I'm kind of worried about that. I'm going to lose my podcast partner for, I don't want to do this with you. I have to sit down for that shit. I could go climb mountains and bang bitches. I could do all that.
Climb mountains, go stick my wick wherever I want to. Sail the ocean blue.
Sail the ocean blue, yeah. All right, well. Jackpots, I think you promised that we're not doing any, you're not going to leave the show until at least football season's over. Maybe longer.
I'm here.
All right, good. Anyway, yeah, kayak.
Until it burns down or I die. I mean,
we're in this shit together, Spectral Tigers. Well, I'm not trying to lose my podcast partner here. I want you to be healthy, but you know. Blake says his kayak is 225 pound max. Well, okay. I don't know why you're telling us that, but all right. Anyway, but I'm glad it's working out for you, Kale.
Well, I lost. I had to weigh the first two mornings of this, and now I don't weigh again for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost like 14 pounds in 2 days. So, I mean, I think that I weighed myself Sunday night. I had eaten. So it's probably a little bloated, but still, I mean, that numbers don't lie. I mean, yeah, this morning when I woke up and weighed before I took my shower, if I had lost 14 pounds from that number.
Jerome says you need them knees to explore those abandoned hotels. I don't know what that means. That's a callback to something, I'm sure.
You missed that video, yeah.
Yeah, well... very proud of you, Jackpot.
You didn't see that video?
No, I didn't. I missed that one. I got to catch up on my Jackpot videos, by the way.
That was a video. It was from July when I was in Pennsylvania. There's an old honeymoon resort up in the Poconos. It was called Penn Hills. You can go look at it on YouTube. They had like heart-shaped tubs and tennis courts, and it's 70s. This place was a big in the 60s and 70s. And was
it shag carpet? Did it have some of that?
Yeah, like mirrors on the ceiling and all that shit. Well, I mean, the place is still there, but it's just like fucking overgrown, and it hasn't been open in like maybe 15 years. And, nobody knows. They don't know what to do with it. They haven't torn it down or anything. So it's just a place that YouTubers will park and just go and explore it. There's signs up that say, you know, no trespassing, cameras recording, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck it. I mean, what? You know, we're up here in the damn hills in Pennsylvania. It's like, how long is it going to take somebody to come here? And I don't think anybody passing by really gives a fuck anyway. So...
As long as you're not destroying shit, what the hell do they care? And if you're destroying, it's got your shag carpeting.
Well, everything. No, it's been destroyed. I mean, it's the face. Oh, okay. It's fucking trash. So you got to watch the video. It's interesting. I didn't really get into it too much because my better half and her kids, they were scared. Hurry back,
Jackpot. I'm your soul brother, man. I'd have hiked that bitch with you. I don't give a shit. I'd have taken a picture laying in the shag carpet like a damn snow angel. I don't give a damn. I would have done it. That someone says that they had the Dumb and Dumber heart tub scene was recorded there. If that hot tub was there, I'd still get in that damn thing. I ain't scared of nothing like that.
Oh, that's not. But no, seriously, go Google it or go look it up on YouTube. Penn Hills.
We got to check that out because that's some interesting stuff. Let's do Gamecock basketball first. Last night, Frank Martin said something, and I talked about it a little bit on my show today, where he said the Gamecock basketball team players, some of them were playing selfish. When you see the team, do you think selfish there, Jackpot? That's what Frank Martin said. I didn't say it.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't watch it about a minute and a half of it.
Well, you didn't miss much. Arkansas rolls big. You know, senior night is a night where you want every guy that's been with the team a good bit to go out well. They look like, I mean, it looked like that hotel we were talking about just burnt out. Frank Martin's exact words were, "We got blown out of our own gym."
You know, it just shows you how big of a gap there is between this year and last. Last year, didn't South Carolina go on the road and get a big win at Arkansas?
Yep.
Pretty sure we did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to actually play them in the tournament. The team weren't the teams on the floor for the tournament in Nashville this past March?
Yeah.
When the Scooby McDooby shows up and fucked everything in the ass for the next 12 months.
So I think we've talked about this before. My son is autistic, and his new phrase right now that he's obsessed with is, "I'm sick of COVID." It used to be, "I'm sick of fucking COVID," before I had to correct him on that. Can't be saying that, son. But "I'm sick of COVID" is his new phrase right now. And I think we're all on the same boat with that. We talked a little bit about that today with, even though Governor McMaster and, you know, Blake's in Mississippi, and we got some folks that are watching that are in Texas, and Texas has completely opened up. Mississippi's opened up as well. But Governor McMaster relaxed some of his stuff, and South Carolina came out immediately and said, "Hey, we're not changing anything. So you're going to be in front of paltry crowds for the rest of the season, whether it's at Founders Park or for soccer or whatever the hell else that that you have the rest of the year." So the idea of freedom in our state, especially on that front, is kind of out the window right now, Jack.
Well, I think that's a good. I mean, it seems to be on a downward trend. And I think yesterday they say they had the lowest number of cases or whatever since. I don't know when it was. I don't know, but it was a really encouraging statistic. So I think the thing's on the way out. But
I just want to get to a point where we can go back to licking doorknobs and buttholes. Once we get back to that, we'll be in good shape.
There you go.
That's the kind of COVID talk you're going to get from this show tonight. We wanted to get back to the point where you could lick buttholes and doorknobs.
But I mean, dropping the masks and the all that right now and the social distancing. No. I mean, I would expect such from a redneck place like Texas, though. Good Lord. What an absolute shithole.
Well, Mississippi's in the same thing there, too, there, Jackpot. They're right. Completely opened right now.
Oh, God. That whole area down there, man, that's just, God, that's like third world. I mean, it is.
Well, Texas is interesting because, you know, Texas just, it wouldn't surprise me if Texas, like, one day seceded from the Union. Like, we don't really need you fuckers. That's kind of how Texas feels, man. I mean, it's like, you know, Arn Anderson was saying in our opener, "It's your pleasure." That's how Texas is with the United States. It's your pleasure that we're part of your union. That's pretty much how Texas feels about all that. So
yeah,
I don't know, man. When I think Mississippi, though, I mean, I automatically think this. Every time the Mississippi governor starts talking, that's just what I think. It's like, ah, great.
I'm gonna go there sometime. That's one place I've never been.
Really? I got to go down the Mississippi River through actual Mississippi when we were heading down to New Orleans. It wasn't that bad. Went to Natchez and all those other towns through there.
That wasn't that bad. Would that have been when you were in the Coast Guard?
Yeah, that's back when I was a puddle pirate. Apparently, I was too scared to actually join the Navy. I was afraid I was going to fucking drown, so I joined the Coast Guard. Yeah, that's basically what it boils down to.
You sound salty when you say that. Did somebody tell you that?
Well, my friends used to tell me that all the time. Like, that's great. You joined the pussy Navy. You didn't have the balls to join the Navy, so hey, so let's join the Coast Guard. Great. Spectral Tiger says he's never been to Mississippi, but he flew over it. That's how most people feel about Mississippi, I think. All right. Well, I've got we got to talk about Clemson today. They go up to play Syracuse, and they look stupid. You know, there's all this talk. And here's the best part, Jackpot. Even Brad Brownell was saying it. I was on the press conference on Monday, the little teleconference they do. And Brad Brownell's like, man, we had a great February, and we were undefeated in February, won 5 straight games. And I'm like, who gives a shit? So they go into this Syracuse game, and he's talking about, you know, we got to hit shots and stuff like that. They go into this Syracuse game today and just lay an egg.
Yeah.
You know, there's talk of they could have been a 3 seed in the ACC tournament, and then they just look like shit. They couldn't hit any shots. Hemingway is the only guy that was actually playing worth a shit, in my opinion. And it's frustrating to watch.
They don't do well on the road against decent competition. That's for sure.
I think Syracuse only lost, I think, 1 game on the road this year. So it's not like they're that, you know, they're a bitch team, but that matchup zone, Clemson was able to, or Syracuse was able to put that up there, and they just wrecked it. I mean, it was just not worth a shit all day. I think Clemson had like 17 points with like a minute to go in the first half. Just wasn't very pleasant at all. I don't know what to think about them. I mean, I'll support the team regardless, but they're frustrating because you feel like they're so much better than they are. And then they go and lay an egg like this. They'll probably beat Pitt by 70 this weekend at home.
Probably.
And then go from there. Quick note here from Brandon Kuhn. Rest in peace to Jimmy Crockett. He just passed away. That's some sad, sad stuff there. I mean, that man, I mean, you know, he ran what eventually ended up being WCW. Jim Crockett Promotions was a part of my life as a kid, man. And to, you know, I don't know, people pass away, but when you see something like that, man, it does weigh on you a little bit there, Jackpot.
Hmm. It's pretty cool that Conrad Thompson did an interview with him for like 4 hours on the ad-free shows about a month ago, and half of it has aired on there already. And so hopefully, I guess now with his passing, maybe they'll go on ahead and get the other half up. That sucks.
Yeah. Justice Martin says, he asked you if Frank Martin has coached his last home game. Things aren't looking good at South Carolina. I think that, and Jackpot, I think, I don't know if you feel the same way that I do or not. Well, you put out a video, Frank Martin should be fired, on the YouTube channel. So maybe Jackpot's like, fuck it, see you later.
Yeah. I don't know. They'll probably keep him around one more year. I mean, do you really think that they're going to fire the football coach? And I mean, that would just be too good. This would be too damn good. I can't see him doing it, so.
I can't see him doing it either. It just seems like, but on the basketball front, Clemson and South Carolina are going to be with their same coaches next year. And Brad Brownell is going to get into the NCAA tournament, I think. They were projected as a 7 seed. you know, if he wins one game, they'll give him a 25-year extension. It's just, I'm tired of people telling me that he's doing such a great job. Really? Consistency. That's what you want. And the team's just isn't consistent. So, frustrating.
I get it.
All right, Jackpot, I want to move on to this clip that I've got today, and then we'll take phone calls. L Duncan from ESPN. She said this on the Paul Feinbaum show, and it made me laugh really hard. And she's talking about Georgia. I thought I'd share this with you folks. L Duncan from ESPN.
David Pollack, he says to me at the beginning of last year, you watch them dogs this year. Watch them do what, David? Year before. You, okay, this is the year. Every single year. And it's not, I'm not even going to put that on Kirby. There's just like, my husband has a theory, and I think that you can appreciate this, Paul. And this is a real theory that he's thrown out as a long-suffering Falcons fan, Hawks fan, Braves fan, Bulldog. He thinks, this is how bad it's gotten for us. He actually thinks that Georgia, the state of Georgia, is still being cursed by General Sherman because of Civil War. We are still being punished for that. And as such, we'll never win anything. And I'm starting to believe that. And that's where I'm at, Paul. That's where I'm at. I'm at the point where Anthony Edwards to me is like the preeminent Georgia star. I'm going basketball at UGA because I am so tired of being burned. And think about it, like the things that have happened to UGA and to Georgia sports in general. Why would anybody foolishly think that we are going to do anything? Why? Exactly, Paul. You've got nothing.
We have a year's worth of programming off of this segment, and we never want to. We never.
Sherman's not done burning us down, Paul. He's still burning the state of Georgia.
Holy shit!
Somebody not take their medicine. I mean, geez.
She was on like just like holy shit. I heard that and I was like, man, Georgia fans are like really. I pick at Georgia fans, but I don't think it's that far off. I mean, let's be completely honest here. Would anybody be shocked if Georgia won the SEC this year? I wouldn't. They got to get up for that game against Alabama, but I wouldn't be shocked. I mean,
they got to get that monkey off their back.
Yeah, I mean, but you know that's one of those big things there. And, you know, there's a lot of folks saying, hey, maybe Georgia took a step back last year. I don't know, as far as not beating Florida. Still, well, insane that what that woman came up with.
Yeah, Florida caught lightning in a bottle, you know, last year with the trash to Pitts connection. It's not something they're not going to have anymore. And you know, Georgia, I mean, I think we all know it's been pretty well chronicled that, you know, their decision-making on the signal caller position, the most important position on the fucking field, was just absolutely horrible in that game. And it just looked like, you know, I don't know. They were just farting up wind that whole game. And Florida had a little bit of a thorn in their side. It lost what, 2 or 3 years in a row to them. So it was time to get one back.
Well, but you know, that's, I mocked the Georgia folks, but I wouldn't be surprised if they won the whole SEC this year. Wouldn't be surprised at all. So to think that they're cursed though because of Sherman, holy shit.
Yeah, that's real dumb.
Little far-fetched there. 803-470-2905. If you want to call in, you want to respond to the woman from ESPN and how she's probably lost their mind. And we can talk about that. And there was something. Oh, Jackpot, I read this earlier today and I forgot to send it to you. You know, it seems like every week we either have a Georgia arrest or someone leaves the Tennessee program. And this week, I'll make sure I read the headline correctly because I just browsed past the headline. Yes. One of the trending stories out there is another person has left Tennessee per rivals.com. Their strength and conditioning coach, AJ Curtis, is leaving Rocky Top to take over at USF. So think about this for a second.
So Jeff Scott stolen one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, it's better to be play in the what do they play in the American? I think play in the American with Jeff Scott than it is to play in the SEC. Way to go, Tennessee! Way to go! It seems like every show we've got something. Is it going to be a Georgia arrest or someone leaving Tennessee?
Tennessee's starting to pull away here.
Damn, Ziggy.
Yeah, Tennessee's starting to pull away with that one. Stop. No, what's going on there? I don't know. A lot of negativity there. That whole situation is just.
Whew. Oh. USC Insider says, and like 2 hours ago, I see that Tennessee lost another D lineman. Oh man, Tennessee's kind of a shithole.
Kinda. They are.
They're a shithole. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. You want to join us on the show this evening? And we could talk about what the ladies said there. We could talk about the Gamecock basketball team, the Clemson basketball team, your memories of Jim Crockett Promotions with Jim Crockett passing away. Man, that kind of weighs on you a little bit there. But yeah, we'll take calls. First call of the evening coming in here. And let's answer the phones. Good evening and welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. What's up?
Hey guys, are y'all doing okay?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Not a lot. Glad y'all are doing well. But back to the Georgia woman for a minute. I mean, she may be a little crazy, and I mean, like I said, I am a Florida fan. I can't stand Georgia, period. But I mean, I'm not going to say the curse. I mean, I think she was pretty much just being. What's this show rated? Can I say?
You can say whatever the hell you want.
Okay. I just say she's pretty much trying to be a crazy bitch, trying to scare people. I mean, yes, Kirby does wear a women's visor and all that, but I mean, he is a hell of a defensive coach. And I mean, like I said, I get pissed if they beat us, but I'm not going to be upset about it. I mean, it's happened to us, but two out of the last, pretty much the last 3 years, we got them last year. So, I mean, and yeah, we're probably going to be decent, but I don't think we're going to be at the level we were. And, you know, but back to the Gamecocks as well. It just, man, I know y'all beat us, but still, Frank Martin, he really should be ashamed of himself. I mean, you have to take accountability for your actions, in my opinion. I mean, I don't care how many games you've won. You need to take accountability for your losses, and I think he's on his way out there very shortly.
Appreciate you calling the program, man. You're welcome anytime, man. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
All right, there you go. Yeah, what do you think about that, Jackpot? Should he be ashamed? Are you on board with that?
He's resorted to making excuses for everything. I mean, he's resorted to being Will Muschamp. Just sad. Who would ever thought that would come to that? Mm-mm-mm.
He said something else too that I don't know. You said you only watched a minute and a half of the game, and that's fine. But he said, it's just one of those bad years. Shut the hell up with all that, Frank. Oh, come on, man. Nobody wants to hear that shit. And I said this too. He talked about players being selfish. Your season's already in the shitter. You already suck. You have guys that are being quoted as being selfish. Put those motherfuckers on the bench and play the youngest guys you got. You're going to lose anyway. You might as well run them kids out there, because they're going to be there next year, and let them, you know they have to play right and not be selfish, or their ass is going to be on the bench. Make AJ Lawson and Seventh Woods and who I'm not saying that's who he's talking about, but whoever the hell it is, put him on the damn bench. What's it going to hurt? You're already losing anyway. Am I crazy?
No, that's no. I hate to be in that position. Sad, especially being a basketball school and everything.
Oh, damn.
We're just not used to it. We're not used to it. Not used to playing in front of those big crowds that we normally draw to that place. So,
I don't know. I'm taking calls at 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. Yeah, that's where they're at. Well, Clemson's right there, probably going to make the tournament, but next year they're going to be piss poor. Lose Amir Sims. And Brownell in his press conference, too, was silly the other day on the teleconference. He's lobbying for Amir Sims to be named Player of the Year. You know, that stuff, your player earns that. And Amir Sims is a great player. I'm not trying to, you know, throw piss at him, but your coach doesn't even openly lobby for him.
I've never heard of a coach doing that before. Well, I mean, I guess I have, but.
Well, there's one that's probably 10 miles from where you are, and Brad Brownell, who was blowing the press the other day, talking about, well, Amir Sims is this, and he can do that, and he's so dominant here, and he's so dominant there.
He's not that damn close. Don't put that stink on me.
Right.
Probably about 45 minutes.
But I'm just saying, it's just silly, though, when you have a coach that does that, and it just, ugh. Frustrating. Anyway, final call for calls this evening, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. Win four games in a row and be a Cinderella. That's the fun thing about NCAA basketball. I mean, I don't know. You know, with these teams going to these tournaments, I don't know who's going to be on fire for that. Our team's going to opt out? Hell, I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see how that works out. I mean, the NIT this year, I was talking about this earlier today, too. Who the fuck wants to play in that? Hey, let's all go to Texas and play in a bubble in Dallas.
Yeah, they're gonna have the COVID CBI.
the COVID CBI.
You'd have to have teams with losing records for that. I mean, I think often they do.
Yeah, they normally do, but they're only gonna have 16 teams in the NIT. So, you know, if we do have the COVID CBI, you might have some winning records in there. Might happen. I don't know. All right, final call for calls this evening, 803-470-2905. Don't forget the Callaway's Bracket Challenge. If you want to get involved with that, it's $20. I will send out the link and then go from there. Spectral Tiger says, y'all have a bell you ring at a tiny chapel when you win. Auburn with a lake, the Harvard of the South.
Who's ranked number one in college basketball right now anyway? Gonzaga?
Gonzaga. Yes. Yeah,
fuck them.
Anybody else you want to motherfuck before we get out of here, Jackpot?
No, just fuck just them. Gonzaga? I can't stand them. Think of them.
You're just upset from that Final Four year, right?
Yeah, well, we should have fucking won that damn game, too. Yeah, Thornwell hadn't had the flu.
I knew that was coming. Thornwell didn't have the flu. We would have won that motherfucker.
We would have. We came back. We were down like 10 or 12 points. And we came back.
They had that big, big, tall motherfucker, mountain man looking motherfucker with a beard. He was dunking on people.
Yeah, I remember.
I wanted Chris Silva. Like, I'm not a Gamecock fan, but I'm watching this game and I'm like, Silva, can you please slap the fuck out of that mountain man looking bitch? Get his ass out of there. It's like he, you know, Silva played like, and Silva's a good player, but I was hoping that would happen, but it just didn't. And Thornwell had the flu. Shit. I'm wondering if that's going to be a big thing of, well, if so and so didn't have the COVID, they don't play anybody. Tired of those fucks at Gonzaga. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you, Jerome. We appreciate that. Mississippi State is up 10 points over A&M with 6 minutes left in the game. Yeah. Texas A&M fan hasn't called us in a while. I think he's – maybe he only does bat of
They don't participate in basketball out there. They suck at it.
They have a basketball team, so
they're not significant.
They're not worth a shit. Is that what you're telling me?
Worth a pinch of monkey shit. Nope.
Pinch of monkey shit.
South Carolina beat them by double digits. What's that tell you?
By the way, this South Carolina team is going to play Kentucky this weekend. Kentucky, I think, they're under 500 in conference play. If you want to see the season and the world is shit, Kentucky is under 500 in conference play in March. I can't remember the last time that happened.
No one and duns this year.
No one and duns. No
good ones anyway, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's odd.
It is odd. Hey, Jackpot, one other thing before we get out of here. You know, the top-rated cornerback in the transfer portal is, of course, Darion Kendrick. What if Georgia were able to secure the services of Kendrick and Eric Gilbert? Another big tight end there for JT Daniels to throw the ball to if they could get his dumb ass to go to class.
My son told me that Eric Gilbert was going to have to go to junior college.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know.
Well, it'd be interesting if he ended up at Georgia with Kendrick.
He's not even in school. He's not even in school this semester. And, I mean, I guess it's not a problem. So,
what would he do if he were in class anyway?
Not go to it? I don't know.
Fuck class. if the kid smoked weed, Kirby will pass, Tony says. Respectfully, sir, Georgia has a lot of arrest. Remember, we've already had one guy that took the boot off of his car
They could put pot leaves on their helmets for them. Good games, good plays, whatever. Like Ohio State puts Buckeye leaves on there. Georgia could put pot leaves on there. As many as their damn players have got arrested for that and in trouble
I'm calling Jerome back. Let's call Jerome back. That way I know that I'll get him through here. Get Jerome on the phone with us. But yeah, you're right about that. They have the pot leaves on their helmets. That's kind of funny. Hilarious. Jerome, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I was just thinking, why don't the men's basketball team just go ahead and have Staley go both ways and coach women and men? I mean, can't get much worse.
Yeah. I mean,
NBA teams were looking at her.
I'm not going to throw anything at Coach Staley, man. I mean, she's a hell of a coach. I don't know, like, just Frank Martin was tough, man. Now it just seems like it's like the old song Patches. The times of life have gotten me down. That's kind of how he looks. He was once a proud coach. Now he just looks like
Clemson's had a guy coach the women's team before, so.
Yeah, Coach David. That's happened at women's school. Yeah. So, that could work out.
What's his name? Dickhead up there at UConn.
Gino Auriemma. He coaches all the women's teams up there, yeah. And there are a lot of women's coaches. I mean, you could have like Pat Summitt's kid who, you know, was I don't know what he was doing, but generally there are some good coaches out there, yeah. So
They could make, you know, Carolina could make history, you know, the first, I don't know if there's ever been a women in men's basketball, but I'm guessing probably not.
Don Staley would, if someone was selfish under Don Staley's watch, that would not work out well. That she'd put him on the bench in a nanosecond. She doesn't give a shit. You're going to play the ball the way she wants to play, or your ass ain't going to see the floor. So she had that player that was like one of the top rated players in the country and like, you know, the she came in and I can't remember the whole story behind it, but she ended up going to Kelsey Bone was her name. Bone comes in and like back when like Dawn Staley hadn't turned the team around yet, she was one of their biggest signings. There was some friction between those two and Bone ends up gone. See you later. Went to Texas A&M. Get the hell out of here. So Dawn Staley gives zero fucks. And that's the truth there. Someone's mocking you saying you die. He did not die 1 week into his diet, Reed. Stop with all that shit. Brock says, fire Frank Martin and replace him with Cale Hall. Yeah. I'll tell you what, there wouldn't be any selfish shit. Jackpot and have him out there running forever. No, no, no.
We would run the steps.
Yeah, run the steps of the arena. There's nobody in the stands anyway, so just start running.
Yeah, you're not.
that's how that works.
You're not going to run until there wasn't anybody in the stands. You're a regular here. Half the time, especially in the upper section.
Jerome, you got anything else for the show, brother?
Well, I think Jackpot will hit him in the kneecap with a baseball bat.
Jackpot's not violent. He just likes to yell. He's not violent, though. So, I'm just saying. All right, Jerome.
All right, have a good night,
appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much, man. All right, well, Jackpot, we've had a good show. When we come back on Sunday, the regular season will be wrapped up. We can look at the conference tournaments. South Carolina Wilson welcomes says, in.
Jackpot just went and warmed up some baby back ribs. Now, actually, Jackpot just went and took a winky tink. Been drinking a lot of water, so I'm having to go a lot.
He's not pissing in the sink.
It's diuretic.
Water, purified water. Thanks, Jackpot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, South Carolina plays Mercer this weekend. Clemson starts conference play as they play Notre Dame. So we'll talk baseball on Sunday, and we'll talk basketball, well, all kind of stuff. And we'll see if we have another person leave Tennessee or another at Georgia arrest. Tennessee's kind of running away with it right now, though. So there's that.
Yeah.
All right, Jackpot. Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see. Jackpot, it's been a good show, man. With that, the show's a wrap.